Bill, if you would, please tell us, as you recall from your youth till now, about the people in the church, about their attitude toward church, their focus towards church, and their involvement.
Of course, in them days, you got to church on time, not only because you should be there on time, but you wanted to get a seat. And if you were even 5 minutes late, you won't find a seat. Now, the congregation, as far as I could remember historically, was composed, being that, like I said before, the church was under Rome. So we had people coming. There were no, or very few churches built in Perth Amboy at that time. So we had people from the Ukrainian church, we had people from the Russian church, we had people from even the Slovaks and Polish people. So the congregation was composed of Slavic, however, not Carpathian-Russian specifically, but predominantly, I would say, yes, we were Carpathian-Russian. And of course, the language could be understood by even the Polish people. So eventually, a lot of these ethnic groups decided to build their own churches, and they left our church. However, we still maintained a very large congregation with a very large choir and really professional choir masters and what they call cantors. And we had many people in the congregation who were well educated in their faith. As a matter of fact, that's where I picked up a lot of, I was inspired by my folks, and I was taught the many traditions and of course the love for our church. Now, we had a cantor led the people in congregational singing, what they call prosopopeia, that's straight chant. And the cantor in the choir loft sometime had six or eight parishioners who were also well educated in cantoring, not necessarily choir directing, but cantoring. And they led the congregation and they sang the hymns. And there was a repertoire, a very large repertoire of this prosopopeia, the straight chant. There were hymns that were sung only during Lent. Even the priest, when he did the litanies, he had this sorrowful Lenten singing that he used, or chanting. But these people were able to lead the congregation in congregational singing, and they were very happy to do so. So the church vibrated with song. Everybody sang. It was great. And everybody had what they call this Zborník. It's a book of prayer that it's hard to describe. I would say it's about 10 inches by like at least 8 inches and perhaps 3 or 4 inches thick. It was a heavy book. Some people left them at church and they just kept them in their so-called their pew. And others carried them home, just as you'll see very seldom, but every now and then you'll see people carrying a Bible. And if you go down to Lakewood, which is a Jewish community, all of the Jewish people there, they carry their own books, which is, I often think of my parents with their Zborniks. As a matter of fact, I still have my mother's. It's very fragile and all, but I still have it. And that's what made up our congregation. And of course, there was the ethnic part of it, where you know they had their little performances and little plays, and singing, and it was a very, very active parish. And that's about all I could remember about the people that were present here. And of course, I told you that influx took place. That influx took place between 1890 and 1915, predominantly. That's when, and a lot of the people were young. They were single. A lot of them found their mates at church, and they lived in boarding houses in Perth Amboy. Throughout Perth Amboy, it was a common thing that these people physically worked, and they stayed at a boarding house where the woman of the home would do the cooking and so forth, that was the way of life. And of course, they generally worked in industry that spoke their own language too, which was not good, but that's the way it was. That's about it.
Thank you, Bill.